Hello, welcome. You're listening to Feed, Play, Love, a bite-sized parenting podcast, a place you can find advice, understanding, and support as you care for your small humans. I'm Siobhan Hunt. When you have a baby and your first is still a toddler, it can be quite challenging. One of those challenges can be simply getting out the front door. Apart from all the organisation that it takes, you've also got a myriad of sleeping and feeding needs to accommodate, which is why having a second child can lead to extreme cases of cabin fever. Diane Zelidis is a midwife and the clinical lead of Pregnancy, Birth and Baby, an Australian government service. She joins us now. Hi, Diane.
Hello, Siobhan.
What are some strategies mums can set up before they bring their baby home, when they also have a toddler, to make life easier with two small children?
Look, I think it's the before you bring your baby home part that's really key. You've been here before, so you kind of know a bit about what you're in for at home. So it's a lot of preparation. Meal prep, even if it's just slowly, every time you're having dinner, have extra meals so they're in the freezer and it's filled up. And then it's not a big chore, it's something you're doing over months. And it's about kind of managing what goes on around you. If you've got family and friends and they want to help, then co-opt them into it to bring you food, to do, the chores around the house that would be really helpful, or just to come to you rather than you having to be the one who goes out. Because it's a military exercise just to get out without with a baby, let alone adding a toddler in the mix and hanging on to them as well. Yeah, and I think just think about what was the toughest part for you at home with baby number one, and it'll be a bit different for people. And then strategize or think about, who or what might help. So maybe family and friends want to, if they want to buy you gifts or do stuff for you, maybe they can get you a laundry service or get you a cleaner for a few
isn't
months.
That lovely?
Like, pay for a cleaner to come in for a few months instead of buying you flowers or chocolates or whatever, or baby clothes, or, there's that kind of thing. So yeah, I think that stuff really works. And also remember, don't worry if the place don't look perfect. You probably already got that by now if you've got a toddler. But you got to, we've already, one of our previous episodes, we talked about routines and things. So even just daytime routines are important, particularly with a toddler. So try and kind of stick with that as well. And maybe think about planning ahead, thinking about what's quality time, not quantity, and how you're going to do that. So not only kind of going out for kind of big events, but when you've got a little baby, you might find it's hard even just having time with your toddler. So making time to be the one who reads the story at night time. Think about that kind of mix. And also, your partner, couples, you've got to make time to be together. It was probably hard enough with baby number one. Now you've got two kids, you can find life is just about the kids, but it's so important to make time, even if it's only 5 minutes, that it's just you as a couple. You can't leave your relationship for 18 years and think you're going to come back to it and it'll still be there.
It's absolutely true.
It's so, so key.
Yeah. And one other thing I would say that I found really handy was that there was a little art class around the corner from where we lived that meant I could take my daughter to that, and it was a really easy space to have my baby and her there. But that's what playgroups are really good for. Mm-hmm. The playgroups in your state, they're such a great space that your toddler will be entertained and that it will be an easy place to have your baby with you. And yes. and that doesn't cost any money as far as I'm aware. Maybe there's a joining fee, but after that all those meetups are free. So it's a lot. That was a lifesaver for me. Yes. When she was small, it was once a week, but I knew it was once a week we'd all get out of the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that I wouldn't have to worry about my toddler running off somewhere.
Yes.
Which is the real concern, isn't it, when you're bringing the second baby home? It's just that toddler is nonstop. You're like, I can't even breastfeed without you climbing on top of the television. So not saying that was my experience, but,
They soon learn when your hands are full.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. She wasn't climbing on the TV, she was climbing on me.
Yes.
All right, so it can feel impossible to get out of the house. I just mentioned playgroups is a good idea. Do you have any other suggestions of how mums can get out with the minimum stress?
Look, I had, some kind of little bit, maybe think a little bit kind of out of the box, but kind of if you know you're going to go out, again, it's pre-planning, pack your lunch boxes if you need those and your bag that the day before, so it's kind of there, assuming you can get out the door. But also start small. So you know, maybe like a walk to the park and back, or just a walk around the block. You've got the pram, you've got the toddler, go for a stroll, or even if you've got a front yard or a backyard, just like go out there. Like the toddler can run, or your other child can run around in the grass, you can sit under the shade, maybe you can even have a picnic in the backyard. You're out of the house in the sunshine, in the green. If you live in apartments, often they have green, like parkland areas really close to come down to. And certainly if you live in the metro areas and in apartments, there's often other mums and the like around, so that you're going to kind of meet, everybody's going to be there with their prams, probably more people with dogs, but there'll be people there with prams.
Dogs will distract the toddler at the very least.
And the other thing, it maybe not necessarily been getting out of the house, but there's some really good mums groups on Facebook that you can join, and so you can have an interaction, an adult interaction kind of there, even if it doesn't mean you're getting out. And then maybe through them you can find things. But you're right, your other, your group that you got connected into with your first baby, your mother's groups, and certainly when you, every time you have a new baby, the child and family health nurses usually connect you into a mother's group. So there could be another one that's nearby as well, that everyone's in the same kind of boat. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's something to go to. It's not actually getting you out to it, but think about maybe babysitting for the older child, or if they're going to daycare, then it's just you and the baby. You can just, you know, get out with the baby maybe a little bit easier.
Always easier.
Or kind of reverse. Maybe have someone mind the baby and you and your toddler have an outing.
Which is lovely.
Go and have baby chino somewhere, you know, while someone just watches Bubble, they're asleep. So instead of trying to do the lot, and then you have that really lovely time with both your children.
And you also realise how easy it was with one. What was I complaining about? Mm-hmm. It can be a really long day with two small children at home. If you are at home and you can't get out, you just mentioned the Facebook group. I was wondering if you had any other ideas of how you can get through the day without going completely nuts.
Okay, look, I think it's about your self-care. So there's, it's the big three. It's eating the right foods, exercising, and I know that doesn't mean going doing an hour at the gym or what have you, but doing something, and that could be incorporating it, like your walk around the block, and resting. So sleeping when they're sleeping, if that happens to coincide, or just put them all in, sorry, we just had a sleep session, but put them all in the bed with you for an afternoon nap so you get a rest. Try and keep up some of the interest. So you took, like Siobhan, you mentioned your art group, so connecting back into that. Putting on some music and dancing with the kids, that works really well, like for exercise, and the toddlers will love it if it is the Wiggles. You know, the Wiggles have good moves.
Or choose your music and they won't know.
They won't know. We can pretend it's grown-up Wiggles. You really do have to eat well. So have simple food on hand, and that's good for your toddler to kind of learn from that as well. So cut up veggies, whether it's carrot sticks or bits of apple, or whether you're having nuts or yogurt, rather than package pre-made
cake
food.
And chocolates.
Cake and chocolate.
You're not recommending
and,
that?
No, and all the bickies and the muesli bars and the little packets of biscuits and the stuff that's just so sugar loaded. You'll crash after having that kind of fit. And it's hard to kind of get time to have a meal for
so
yourself.
So wait until your partner's half an hour off and then eat all the chocolate.
Eat
you
the
want.
Chocolate.
That, remember, I'm not the expert in this interview here.
But also seek help if you need it, okay? We have an amazing number of support helplines out there. So it's just you can Google them. There's Pregnancy, Birth and Baby. There's Utrecillion. There's parent lines in every state. There's PANDA, the Perinatal Anxiety Depression Support people. So if you're feeling a bit anxious and you just don't know what that is and you can't cope, you can talk to them. If it's breastfeeding, there's the Breastfeeding Association counsellors. There's people that you can just ring up and have a chat to. And a lot of them will do just chat stuff. But sometimes you want to hear a voice and an adult voice at that. So
yes, absolutely,
they're there for that.
Brilliant. Yeah. Diane, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome, Siobhan. Thank you.
That's Diane Zalidis. She's a midwife and the clinical lead of Pregnancy, Birth and Baby. Feed, Play, Love is a Babyology podcast produced and presented by me, Siobhan Hunt. I'd love to hear from you, so if you'd like to get in touch, email me at feedplaylove@theparentbrand.com.au. See you next time.